following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to End Time Headlines. This is news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. I am your host, Ricky Scapparo, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. We want to welcome everybody to the program tonight. Listen, if you're new and this is your first time joining us on any platform in which you're able to comment under, please let us know in the comment section below that you are new and where you guys are joining us from. As always, we want to thank our regular viewers and those regular listeners on Apple and Spotify. Thank you for your commitment to coming on week after week after week and being a part of these programs. And listen, if you're, whether you're a regular viewer or you're new, if you've not yet downloaded our free app, I want to encourage you to do that today. Again, if you're watching the visual of this, whatever platform, Rumble, Facebook, YouTube, the main website, under the description of this video, there's going to be a link that says download our free app. If you'll click on the link that's available, it's going to take you to a page and you could download our free app. That's the easiest way to do that. If you're listening by Apple or by Spotify, just go to your Apple store, your Google Play store, type in End Time Headlines. Download our free app. When you see the official ETH logo, that's going to be it. Download it. All of you guys hit yes to push notifications, and this is going to ensure that you get all of our headlines and every notification of those headlines and every podcast when they're readily available. All right, tonight I want to talk to you about seven reasons why we need to be paying attention to Russia in the coming weeks. Again, if you're just tuning in, I want to talk about seven reasons why we need to be paying attention to Russia in the coming weeks. All right, number one reason, a deputy chairman of Russia's Security Council has publicly claimed that Russia is running out of options and may resort to a full-scale war with NATO. This is a report coming from the DailyMail.com. Putin's attack dog rattles the saber again, now ranting that the ex-president claims that Russia is running out of options in Ukraine other than a full-blown ground war with NATO, which would lead to a greater cost to humanity than World War II. According to the report, Dmitry Medvedev, Russia's former president, warned that this would lead to a third world war, which would have greater consequences than the Second World War. The 58-year-old politician also accused NATO of being like Nazi Germany in the Axis powers. Quote, it seems that Russia is being left with fewer and fewer options, but to come into direct conflict on the ground with NATO. The 74-year-old alliance has, quote, become an openly fascist bloc like Hitler's Axis, only bigger. He went on to say that, quote, we are ready. Although the result will be achieved at a much greater cost to humanity than 1945. I want to say that again. Again, this man who was with Rush, who was Russian president from 2008 to 2012, is making these strong claims, these threats, saying that, quote, Russia is ready. They are ready to go to war. And they're warning that the end result will be achieved, but it will be at a much greater cost for humanity than 1945. So again, number one is this former Russian president is claiming that Russia is running out of options with the war in Ukraine. It could resort to a full-scale ground war with NATO. It even could lead to World War III, which would cost humanity catastrophic consequences that would be far more surpassing than what we saw in World War II. All right, number two reason why we need to be keeping our eyes on Russia in the next few weeks is, according to a report, Putin is set to stage his first nationwide exercise simulating a nuclear attack from the West. According to the report from the Mirror, Russia will stage its first nationwide exercise across 11 time zones in preparation for potential nuclear war. Now, think about this on the heels of what I just told you. The number one reason is I want you to pay attention here. It is scheduled to take place on October 3rd. That's tomorrow. As of the recording today, we are at Monday, October 2nd. Tomorrow, this first nationwide nuclear attack exercise that will span across 11 time zones will take place in preparation for a nuclear war with the West. This test will see Vladimir Putin's regime present the West as a nuclear aggressor. According to the report, the one-day nuclear attack exercise, which has only ever been done region by region, will include preparation for the destruction of up to 70% of Russian housing stock and life support facilities. The report went on to say that it will assume the scenario that martial law has been introduced in Russia and that it has gone through full mobilization. The scenario for the test reads, quote, in some constituent regions of the Russian Federation, as a result of emergencies or other types of physical impact, complete destruction of life support facilities, and up to 70% of the housing stock is possible. It envisions accidents at hydraulic structures, chemically and radiation hazardous facilities, resulting in secondary hazards. Civil servants and regional officials will be ordered to organize non-staff emergency rescue teams, endure food and medical supplies, and protection from radioactive protection. The document further goes on to warn that the risk of armed conflicts escalating into local and regional wars, including those involving nuclear power, is increasing. The threat to safety of the population is posed by the risk of the use by a possible The threat to the safety of the population is posed by the risk of the use by the enemy of modern long-range means of defeat, as well as possible attacks using unmanned aerial and watercraft. The Putin regime had taken a decision to develop measures aimed at increasing the readiness of civil defense forces and means to take measures to protect the population, material, and cultural property on the territory of the Russian Federation, including general evacuation from danger zones. The report goes on to say that Putin is known to have several bunkers in his palaces in preparation for nuclear Armageddon. Listen to that. As well as a fleet of Doomsday 2-80 Max Dome aircraft. This exercise is being held 4 days before Putin celebrates turning 71 years of age, as he has been spending 40% of his state budget on the army, police, and intelligence services amid the war against Ukraine. All right, so again, number one, you've got former Russian president saying that Russia is backed in a corner. They're running out of options with Ukraine, and there is the possibility of a full-blown ground war with NATO that could lead to another third world war or another world war, which would be the third world war, with much greater casualties. Then number two, we know now that Russia is going to be conducting its first ever nationwide exercise simulating a nuclear attack from the West. Now, what I find interesting, and again, this is scheduled for tomorrow, October 3rd, but what I find very intriguing, and this is what I want to lead to number three reason why we need to be paying attention to this, and that is this coming massive emergency alert test scheduled here in the West that is going to come to every phone, every device on Wednesday, October 4th. Let's pull this article up so I can show you this. Here, this is from USA Today. Massive emergency alert test is scheduled to hit your phone this Wednesday. Here's what you need to know.
If you have ever received an Amber Alert on your phone or seen an alert on your TV screen, you've witnessed emergency alert systems in action. A nationwide test of the emergency alert system for TV and radio and wireless emergency alerts for cell phones will happen Wednesday afternoon.
The importance of this is to test our national capability of getting an emergency warning alert to the entire country out there.
This test is to ensure the systems work in the event of an actual emergency. That could be severe weather or wildfires, a hazardous materials event, or even terrorism. In an emergency, the alerts can be broadcast to a specific area.
Such you had a tanker with hazardous materials that would roll over and their fluid is leaking out, you could warn the people in that area.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency will conduct this nationwide test on Wednesday, October 4th at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. It will be clear that it's a test, but if wireless emergency alerts are turned off on your cell phone, you won't get this test message.
Well, that's new information, because I remember there was information prior to this that said that it was going to be able to bypass that. So in other words, the National Emergency Alert Test would bypass you blocking it. But so this is news to me. This is brand new information. So apparently you, just like on the Amber Alerts, you can block those on your phone. So apparently you will be able to block this as well. Because I know there's a lot of stuff out there on this, guys. Information, conspiracy blogs, this and that. So again, according to this report, this can be bypassed.
You have to have that turned on. If you have that turned off, you won't get this message.
Right now, these alerts can only be used for national emergencies. But local law enforcement hope to be able to use this technology one day in the event something serious happens.
Yeah, like a nuclear war, perhaps?
Right now, there's no way for us to be able to send out a mass message. So it'll be interesting for us to be able to see how this technology might evolve.
How this technology might evolve. Interesting. So, again, this is number three reason. When this is, you know, on the practical perspective of this, is the older system is outdated. They want a newer system. And now we have, look at the information age, look at the technology that we have, look at the advancement of that. We now have AI. We now have the satellite capabilities. We now have the technology, the internet infrastructure. So they're, again, I'm only giving you the practical side of this. This is why they're revamping this entire system. But I just think it's intriguing that this system is all taking place right now while all this is going on. So this is number three. Let's go to number four. All right. Number four is, according to a report from The Hill, Russia may be testing a nuclear powered missile. Let me say that again. Russia may be in the works of testing a nuclear powered missile. Let's see what this report says. According to the report, Russia may be preparing to test an experimental nuclear powered cruise missile with a range of up to 14,000 miles. This missile, which I will not even try to pronounce this, has failed in its previous trials and once caused an accident that resulted in several deaths. But this particular nuclear missile, also known in the West as the RS-SSC-X-09 Skyfall, wow, that's a lot, would give Russia an extremely long-range intercontinental ballistic missile if future tests are successful and the weapon enters Moscow's arsenal. The New York Times reported satellite images of a base in the Russian Arctic indicate movement of aircraft and vehicles consistent with previous tests, while Russia has also issued an aviation notice also consistent with previous tests that has been extended through Friday. Whoa, stop. All right, I want to point that out again. So again, as of the date of this article, look at this date. That's today, October 2nd. All right, we know that they are conducting a test, a nuclear test, not a nuclear weapons test, but a drill wherein which they will simulate being attacked by the West by nuclear weapons tomorrow on October 3rd. But according to this report from the New York Times, there is reports that they may be allegedly getting ready to test this nuclear missile, this RS-SSC-X-09 Skyfall, which is a long-range intercontinental nuclear ballistic missile. But here's the part that really is troubling. According to a reported satellite image, or I should say images, of a base in the Russian Arctic indicate movement of aircraft and vehicles that are consistent with previous tests. So this is why they're giving this alarm, that it looks like they are making preparations to carry out this test. Also, Russia has also issued an aviation notice, which is also consistent with previous tests that have been extended through Friday of this week. The U.S. has also flown surveillance aircraft near the base for the past 2 weeks, a small increase in activity that could indicate concern from Washington. It is still unclear if the missile has already been tested or if it will be tested in the near future. This missile was introduced in 2018, part of a new array of nuclear arms designed to achieve longer flight and faster speeds. Little was known about the missile, including its design, as Russia has kept it closely under wraps. That's not concerning at all, is it? The experimental nuclear-powered missile has failed several times, including back in August of 2019 when it crashed and killed five scientists. Part of the problem Russian engineers have encountered is activating a nuclear propulsion unit, which is supposed to trigger after solid fuel rocket boosters get the missile into the air. I want to read on here. Russian President Vladimir Putin has repeatedly threatened the use of nuclear weapons during the war in Ukraine. And we all know that. It's almost like the boy who cried wolf. All right, number five. Medvedev is back again. This time, he warns that World War III is imminent if UK troops are sent to Ukraine, and says that they would be, quote, destroyed. Vladimir Putin's closest ally has threatened to unleash World War III on the West if the UK sends troops on Ukrainian soil. Former Russian president said on Sunday that any British soldiers training soldiers inside Ukraine would be legitimate targets for Russian forces and ruthlessly destroyed. Wow, that's a huge threat, guys. The Kremlin's mouthpiece furious claims were made after British Defense Secretary Grant Shapps said he was considering deploying troops from the United Kingdom to train soldiers inside of Ukraine. The former Russian president is seen as Vlad's yes man and often makes blood-curdling threats aimed at NATO states. Now, his latest chilling warning is that the West's actions are bringing the world to the brink of nuclear war. The British Defense Secretary told the Sunday Telegraph that he wants to, quote, eventually deploy military instructors to Ukraine in addition to training Ukrainian troops in Britain. Medvedev fumed, saying, quote, the number of leading idiots in NATO countries is growing. Quote, one newly minted Cretan, the British Minister of Defense, decided to transfer English training courses for Ukrainian soldiers to the territory of Ukraine itself. Quote, these idiots are actively pushing us towards a third world war. Guys, listen to that. This is very troubling. I don't know how you feel about that, but this is very troubling. Our country here in the United States of America, where I'm at, Joe Biden keeps funneling hundreds of millions, billions of dollars to Ukraine, supplying them weapons, supplying them equipment, supplying them resources. And now we have Britain that's doing the same thing, and we're just poking the bear. And the consequences of this are going to be and could be catastrophic. He went on to say that, quote, understanding perfectly well that they will be ruthlessly destroyed and not as mercenaries, but namely as British NATO specialists. He went on to warn that German factories producing Taurus missiles would also be a target should they supply these to Ukraine. All right, number six. Let's talk about number six. Russian hackers have reportedly already begun targeting the royal family days after King Charles condemned the war in Ukraine. So here we have hackers that have targeted the royal family. According to the report, Russian hackers have targeted the royal family as of yesterday. That would have been on Sunday, days after King Charles, his condemnation of the Ukraine war. Hacktivists pro-Putin group KillNet said they brought down the royal.uk website for over 90 minutes yesterday morning, forcing the palace chiefs to scramble their cybersecurity experts. All right, that leads us to number seven. Number seven is something that people overlook because they think about just Russia alone, acting alone. But that's not the case. Russia has allies, and one of them is North Korea. And North Korea made headlines recently when they said that, quote, Korea is on the brink of nuclear war. This was a report wherein which North Korea told the United Nations last week that the peninsula was at risk of nuclear war as it blamed what is called hostility by the United States. Speaking on the same day that UN Chief Antonio Guterres warned of a nuclear arms race, North Korea said that U.S. actions over the past year has driven the peninsula closer to the brink of nuclear war. Kim Sung, North Korea's ambassador to the UN, denounced South Korea's actions under President Yoon Suk-yeol, a conservative who has worked to build tighter cooperation with Washington as well as historic rival Japan. Due to its sycophantic and humiliating policy of depending on outside forces, Kim said in a speech to the General Assembly that the Korean Peninsula is in the hair trigger situation with imminent danger of nuclear war breakout. Now, don't you think it's interesting that he's spewing this rhetoric at the same time that Russian officials are warning the same thing? Now, Kim went on to accuse the West in what he said was, quote, they have committed to the planning, operation, and execution of preemptive nuclear strike against the DPRK, the official name of the North, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Quote, the U.S. is now moving on to the practical stage of realizing its sinister intention to provoke a nuclear war by frequently dispatching strategic nuclear submarines and strategic nuclear bombers carrying nuclear weapons in and around the Korean Peninsula for the first time in decades. Now, think about what he just said in light of what Russian officials are also saying. What did they just, we just read that to you. Okay, the former Russian president said that because of the actions of the British, because of the actions that they're taking, they're provoking Russia and they're provoking a nuclear war. And here you have Kim and North Korea warning that the actions of the West is provoking a nuclear war. And by the way, all of this is transpiring right around this same time frame that that there's going to be this massive emergency alert test that's going to be released in 2 days. All of this is in the same time frame. And look, guys, it's no secret. Let me pull this article up. It's no secret that North Korea and Russia are collaborating together. They are an alliance. They are an axis together along with North Korea. So you have Russia, North Korea, and Iran. And I would even go as far as to say Syria. They all have their interests together. This is what some has called the axis of evil. Now, the most alarming part of this is North Korea, Russia, China, and Iran. I may have left out China, but China's in that group too. Let's not leave out China. We have the perfect concoction, all the players, everything that's happening, everything that's transpiring. We have the perfect setup for another world war at hand. Now, prophetically speaking, now here's the question we're going to ask. Here's the question we're going to get asked. And could this be possible? Well, I'm going to go with the agreement of most biblical scholars, and most biblical scholars, if they were to point at one particular war in the future that they could classify as World War III, they're going to point to the War of Gog and Magog, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Okay, now this is collaboration of nations who, by the way, Russia is involved. Okay, in Iran is involved, and they will come against Israel. That will be the main target. But that's in the future. That has not yet transpired in our lifetime. But we know, according to scripture, Jesus said in three of the four gospels, of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21, he warned us that we in the last days, in the end time, prior to the coming of the Son of Man, the return of the Son of God, that we would see an increase of wars, rumors of wars, nation rising against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And these would be as birth pangs. That, my friend, is where I believe we're at right now. When you begin to see an uptick of all this stuff, the threats, the rhetoric, the saber rattling, all this stuff, I believe this falls into the category of this wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And again, this will only increase and intensify, that will lead us into the tribulation and the great tribulation of the book of Revelation that both Daniel saw, John saw, Zechariah saw, Ezekiel saw, all these prophets saw portions of what would transpire in the latter years of earth, when we get to the end of the age, when the church age is about to run out and we come into the age of the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, when he returns and set his foot upon the Mount of Olives and reigns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords for 1,000 years. And remember, the Lord himself rises up in the midst of the war of Ezekiel 38-39. God defends Israel, and he wipes out pretty much all of those nations in that war. It's so bad. Read it. Ezekiel 38-39. The war is so bad that they're going to have to bury weapons in the earth for seven months or 7 years. It's been a while since I studied that part, but it's a period of time that they're going to have to bury these weapons, and they're going to put a flag post up around the bodies. So many speculate why that is. I believe it's because of biochemical and nuclear warfare that will take place during that war. Then you go on and you get the final battle, where you're going to have the Antichrist and his coalition of nations. There'll be 10 kings and kingdoms that will be under the Antichrist. And he will try to make war with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is this final war that will take place in the Valley of Megiddo. And this will be called the War of Armageddon. And this is where Jesus Christ, come on somebody, returns, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and he destroys the Antichrist with the brightness of his coming. So friends, all in order for us to get there, that's in the future. We have to get there somehow. So let me talk about the past, the present, and the future, and we're going to close this podcast. The past, we know that there's been wars. We know that there's been rumors of wars. We know that we've had 2 world wars in history. We've had civil wars. Well, all this is historical. This is past. Present, we are on the precipice of a third world war. The players are there. The climate is ripe. The geopolitical climate and atmosphere is ripe for this. It seems to me anyway that the nations of the world are being prepared in some way, form, or fashion. If you go and study and read and do some research on other nations, how are they preparing their citizens? How's Israel preparing? How's Iran preparing? How is China preparing? China's been preparing for war for a long time. It's not a matter of if, but when, according to all the research I've done, that China is going to carry out an attack on America and go to war with them. But they will not act alone. They have their allies that are all in bed with them. So a past, present tense, we have, again, all the nations are preparing for some type of global conflict. Now, here we are 2 days from now, October 4th, at what is it, 2:20 p.m., I believe it is, Eastern. You're going to see this emergency alert system that's going to go across every television, every radio station, every satellite television satellite program, all of our cell phones, all of our devices. And it all is transpiring in the very same timeline that Russia is planning this nationwide exercise simulating a nuclear attack against the West. That's tomorrow. There is chatter, rumors, if you would, that Russia is set to carry out a nuclear-powered missile test. All satellite images are pointing that this is a great probability. That's coming in the next few days. We have political mouthpieces that like to spew rhetoric, are warning the West that if Britain carries out their involvement, that they're pushing the bear. They're pushing the bear in a corner, and that they will have no choice but to pull out the big guns and flex their muscle. And North Korea, Kim Jong-un, is saying that while you guys are looking at Ukraine and Zelensky and Putin and Russia, that he is accusing the West of enticing provocations, pulling the Korean Peninsula into a, quote, nuclear war. So, guys, we're living in trying times, past, present tense, and then we got to get to the future. We've already talked about that. There is prophetic wars that are coming. Gog, Magog, Armageddon. Those are the two big ones. Never happened yet. We've got to get to that point. So we know, prophetically speaking, that all this is the birth pangs are going to lead to the big show, the big event. And we know what that is. We've talked about that. So what do we do, Brother Ricky? What do we do? How do we prepare for this? Well, first of all, you got to get your head out of the sand. Stop trying to bury. We get letters, emails, messages, comments all the time. Why do you talk about this stuff? Why do you always talk about negative stuff? Why don't you just talk about the love of Jesus? And why don't you just share the gospel? Friends, we are watchmen. This is what we do. Our ministry is a voice crying in the wilderness to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We don't just cover wars and rumors of wars here. We cover all facets of society. We cover nonsense and expose it that's happening in the body of Christ. We expose evil, dark agendas that are going on globally. We expose the elites and the powers that be that are planning things not in back rooms behind closed doors. Those days are over. It's right out in the open. They even call it an agenda. We talk about all of this. We are a voice crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Listen, if you cannot stomach strong preaching, teaching, and warning, please, I suggest to you, turn the channel and find the next talking head on Christian television that is going to give you a lollipop. Come on and hold your hand so you can skip through daisies while the sun's always shining and every day's a Friday, because that's not us. Nobody liked the prophets of the Bible. Nobody liked Ezekiel. Nobody liked Jeremiah. Nobody liked Isaiah, but they were crucial to the body of Christ and the day and the hour in which they lived in, because they were sounding the alarm, warning the people that judgment was inevitable, that the coming of the Lord was inevitable, that the time of the end was inevitable, that destruction, that all these things was coming if we did not repent, renounce, and turn back to the Lord. And the last time I checked, I don't see that happening. So until we see my people, Jesus, the Lord said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name, shall humble themselves in prayer and turn from their sins and wicked ways. Then shall I hear from heaven, and then shall I heal their land. I'm not seeing that. So until we see God's people repenting, fasting again, and turning from foolishness that we've allowed to come into the church and that we've put our stamp of approval on it and we've commissioned it and we've ordained it, until we see this nonsense getting cleaned up, because judgment begins in the house of the Lord, last time I checked, until we see that happening, don't try to rebuke me for warning the people, because Jeremiah was blowing the trumpet and sounding the alarm and every single hour warning the people that the destruction of the temple was at hand, and there was, and the entire nation was divided. You had people that was there was a small remnant that was heeding the warning, but there was the majority was completely ignoring him and thought he was a nut job. Listen, there's a passage in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 9. It says that unless the Lord of hosts had left to us a very small remnant, we would have become like Sodom. We would have become and been made like Gomorrah. The point I'm trying to make is, friends, the remnant is getting smaller and smaller, but I believe in this hour, their voice is getting more and more amplified. The darker it gets out there, the brighter the remnant's becoming. The more clutter and the more noisy it gets out there, the louder we have to raise our voice in this hour, proclaiming that the coming of the Lord is at hand. So listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, that's going to be our main website. That's where you can check us out. That's where you can follow us. That's where you can bookmark our website. Again, please download our free app. It's available on Apple and Android devices. This is how you're going to keep up with our ministry. Do not rely solely on social media networks, because they are censoring, shadow banning, and completely shutting down many channels, many ministries. You guys know that. You're smarter than that. Please, again, get the app. Get it today. Hit yes to push notifications. This is how you're going to keep up with our ministry. As always, guys, we would love to have you partner with us. This is how we continue to do what we do week after week after week. I want to give you an opportunity to do that. You can do that two different ways. You can either, right here on your screen, we're going to pull that up for you. You can give electronically right there on the bottom through the app. That's the easiest way. It's going to take you to a page where you can give right there. You can sow into our ministry a one-time gift or a monthly partnership. That's between you and the Lord. But it's all there. You can give all electronically, or you can give by check or money order by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's going to be Monroe, Georgia, 30655. As always, guys, thank you so much for being a part of the broadcast. Listen, we're going to sign off here in just a moment, but we've got three other broadcasts we're going to come on here. We're going to come on here Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And when we do, just going to give you fair warning, we are going to be sifting the wheat from the tare and the sheep from the goat. So listen, if you like strong preaching and teaching, you're going to love this. If you're easily offended, then it may not be for you, because I'm giving you a full warning. So be ready. If you love equipping, edifying, and teaching messages, you're going to love the rest of this week of podcasting. So until then, again, don't forget to hit that like button, that subscribe button, that push notification. This pushes our material out on these algorithms. So we would appreciate if you do that. But until we see you again tomorrow night, same place, same channel, same time, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. May the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.